بزن.
Morning. A wise man once pointed out that in Chinese there's no alphabet. Instead, they have symbols to depict what they want to say. So the word crisis in Chinese, in the Chinese language, has two symbols. One is danger and the other is opportunity. Asher Alkein, in a time of tzora, for the entire Yeshiva table, there's, besides the tzora itself, there's a great opportunity if a person has to mischazik, and therefore I'm put aside what I plan to say today, without gvaldig alumdus in the parasha. And I want to speak about, just in the middle of the night, I decided to speak on the parasha, things which we can learn a lesson. Gerade in Sforam HaKadoshim, it says, just like when people who are smart businessmen, when do they buy stocks? When do they buy real estate? Not when the price is high, when everything's going. Dafka, when everything is in dirt. Al derech zeh, moments of crisis, that's when that separates the men and the boys. That's when a person could be oilu l'gdulu. So to understand this a bit, I was just thinking about this coronavirus. And everyone was hacking, they have to wash their hands and sanitizing, and they went out of all these sanitizers. And the key is of your diet. And how does this connect to this parasha? So in the middle of the tzayko itim and all the tzaras and parasha, this chil yisrael, the hoi b'ni yidin, who need a refuah shleim and it's yata d'shmaya. So I thought to myself, the Eibishter had a bit of rachmanos and called Yisrael. So this Shabbos HaBa'alein Al-Teva, the Bar Shabbos Ba'Menucha, is a very special Dehoi Ben HaShabbos. First of all, Kal Yisrael is making a siyum on Sefer Shmoy, Sefer HaGeula. And the remez is, there is 1,209 psukim in Shmoy, Kiyodua, which is Gimatria Zecher Osol Nesloisov, as the Svarim HaKadoshim Taich, when a person remembers all the Yeshuas, they happen once again. And besides that, it's also Shabbos Mevorchim Chodesh Nissen, Koloshen Apiut, Asher Boi Yeshuas Makifes, and it's the Kintaych, the Eibishter gives us Yeshuas Nissen and the Flois, Ba'akofa, on loan, even if we're not deserving. And Chazal say, Benissen Asidim Lehigoel, which is why it says in Zohar HaKodesh and Parshas Pinchas, V'leis Chedva, Ki Chedva De Purken. There's no greater Simcha than the Simcha of Geula. As it says in Pasuk, Yisbuch HaShemayim V'Sogel HaOretz, which every school child knows is the Siddur Shem Havaya of the month of Nisan, which is the reason why Nisan Molei HaMakoyel is Gimachtriya Simcha Taka, the Simcha Dika Shabbos. And if you want to work out, as we'll soon discuss, the whole central theme of both Shabbos Mevorchim, Chodesh Nisan, and Binyan HaMishkan, Be'akal Pagudei, and all the inyanim of the parsha, Parshas Achodesh, is all connected, surrounded in the kudda of Malchus, of the Eibishter's kingdom. And therefore, if you work out Nisan Kipshutei, 170, and Nisan Biribui, which is 400, Nisan Bimilui, which is 352, you get to some total of 922, which is Malchus Beis David, which is also Begimatria, Zerah, Chayim, and Oishim. So it's a Shabbos, it's the Sugal, that you didn't need panosas and dred, but more important, people need refuah. So zera chayim ve'oysher, nisin is gimatria chayim and bonim, nisin is makoil is gimatria bonim bezoina. And therefore, when was the month that Yitzhak Avinu gave the bracha to Yankee v'yitin the cholikim, v'yitin, yitin v'yachzer v'yitin, and Zohar HaKadosh says vav, is the ois of chayim, of life, of refuah, dafke in the month of nisin. And therefore, achoid is alachem, and matevus and makoil is gimatria bon achayim is ein revich. And if you've done enough proof, just before we begin to share, yerech nisin is gimatria ani Hashem refecha. So it's the month of refuah for achoil Yisrael, the world, right? Ubefrat that this Shabbos, this coming Shabbos is chofei odor, which is the day of Bereishis Boro Likim, which is connected also to Malchus, because Bereishis is gimatria melech hashiyivcha bay Hashem likecha, etc., etc., etc. The day when the Eibush and Rosh Chodesh Nissan HaBa'alein Al-Teva is the day when the Eibush created man. Vayomer Elokim Nasa Odom is Gimatria Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the tachlis of creation of man is to Megale Malchus Shemayim in the world, and therefore Achodesh Alachem, as everyone knows, is Gimatria Mashiach Ben David, and therefore the Tzaddik says the first time in Tanakh you find who made a Suda on Rosh Chodesh. After the Chet Egel, we know that Rosh Chodesh is not a proper yontif, only for women, certain types of melachas. First time you find the Suda by Rosh Chodesh is by Shaul HaMelech. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim, because Rosh Chodesh is shayich to Malchus, as we'll soon see. And therefore, it says in Parshas Vayishlach, by the Malchei the eight malachim of Edom, lifnei meloich melech lnei Yisrael is gimatchi rish chodesh. Lifnei meloich melech lnei Yisrael is gimatchi rish chodesh. Listen, right? Because every rish chodesh says Reb Tzaddik and Machsheves Chorutz is a te'ima of the Asid Lov. Therefore, today it's not a proper full-fledged yontif, right? Aber Tzaddikim, the Melech, has already a hargosha that the average person doesn't. Befrat Rish Chodesh Nissen, which is the beginning of all. And therefore it says in Pasuk, V'hoya mide Chodesh, is Gimatria of David Avdi Nosi Aleim Le'olam. And in the Piyut, that people say, Musif, for Shabbos HaChodesh, it's all Musuviv on the Pasuk. Rishin Lezion Hine Inom, Lishalayim of Asr Etain, which is Gimachi of Ahia Makrivi, and Rishin is Karbon and Nachshin Ben Aminodov Lamat Yehuda. Yehuda is the Shevet of Chodesh Nisin, which is why David Melech, why Rish Chodesh is Gimachi of David Melech Yisrael Chai Vekayim, as the Rafayim Zalman Margolius brings in the Shar Ephraim that he heard from his uncle, the Briskunas Oilam. Right? And therefore, Pasha the Gemara. A Mishnah, we have to go to Gemara, that Be'echad Be'Nissen is Rosh Hashanah Le'melachim U'Le'Regolim, that Malchi Yisrael Mi'Nissen Minin, right? Because Nissen is Shayach to Midas HaMalch. I'm just giving this B'derech HaKdom. Asher, how can I understand, just to connect it to the Parsha, why this week's Parsha we read once again about HaKamas HaMishkan, which actually began work on Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Because the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, is Malchus Hashem in Mokri. I've said many, many times, everything is divided in Olam Shana Nefesh. And what Yerushalayim is in terms of geography, Malchus Beis David is in terms of Nefesh. Therefore, in the Bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim, we say, V'chisei David Avdecham, Heiru B'Seichatot L'Seichatochim. Because Yerushalayim is incomplete. Halacha didn't create in Yerushalayim b'zman hazeh. You could have fancy big buildings in Yerushalayim. Aber kol zman sefelt Malchus Beis David, Yerushalayim has halachic geder of it still bechurbon. Because Malchus Beis David is an integral, benefesh is an integral part of Yerushalayim in Moki. And therefore, Vayakel V'kudei is dealing with binyan hamalchus of the Malchus Shemayim in the world. And therefore, how do we start Vayakel? Right? And we deal with Shabbos. You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out that what the Beis Hamikdash is Bechinas Mokum, and what Malchus Beis David is Bechinas Nefesh, Shabbos is Bechinas Zman. If a Shabbos, we say, because Yerushalayim is Shabbos Shalom in Bechinas Mokum. And therefore, that's the reason, by the way, parenthetically, why Binyan Beis Hamikdash is not Deicha Shabbos, because Zman is higher than Mokim. They're the same Bechina, but in different. And since it says in the Pasuk, if I remember correctly from my school days, Bereishis Bara Likim, the first thing the Abish created was Reishis was Zman, and only afterwards Ezer Shemaya Vesa'ara Bechinas Mokim. Therefore Shabbos, which is Malchus, Bechinas Zman, is higher than Yerushalayim Bechinas Mokim. Therefore, hence, Binyan Beis Hamikdash is not Deicha Shabbos. Right? And therefore, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out Vayakel Moshe is Gimatria Malchus, which also Gimatria Vayomer Ki Yad Al Keis Yudke, which we just celebrated Purim, that Amalek is Misnagin on Malchus Shemayim, and Durch the Vayakel Moshe, which is Malchus, that's the way we defeat Amalek. It's also the last Shabbos of Chodesh Adar. And therefore, by the way, who built the Bepoil? Hakamas HaMishkan was built by none other than Hello, Earth. Betalel. Who is Betalel? I've said this 100 times. Sefer Gilgul in the Shamas. Betalel later came down in the world as Shlomo HaMelech. You don't got to be a genius. By Betalel it says, V'amaler is Ruach Baruch Chochma, etc. Shlomo was the Chochma Mikol Adam. Right? And therefore it says in Pasuk, Ru'u kor Hashem b'shem b'sal ben Uri ben Churi l'mat Yehuda, which is gimatri es tavnis ha-mishkon. The Eibishter revealed, he was only 13 years old at the time, an incredible supernatural chokhmah. Which, by the way, what shevet did B'tal come from?
Yehuda.
Who, the chuvin keneged, which month of the 12 months of the year? Huh? Nissen. Right? Yes? What is the seer of Chodesh Nissen I said before? Yes, 1494, which Imakoyl is 1495, which is Gimatria what? I've said this like 1,000 billion times. If you take all of the Aleph base from Aleph till Taf, it's Gimatria 1495. Which is why Chazal say, Yudea Hayabetzal, the Tzara Bemes Oisius, Shabem Nivru Shemayim Vaoris, he had this Givaldige Chokhma. Right? And therefore, Betzal ben Uri ben Chur is Gimatria Melech Birushalayim. Because he later became Shlim. And Betzal ben Milu, as the Mashgiach says, is Gimatria Yoim Reish Chodesh. Because Reish Chodesh also is Malchus, which is connected to Shlim, as we shall discuss. That's just to confuse you, just a minute. Let's begin to understand and Havonah. What is all this? What is Malchus? What do you know about Malchus? Which, by the way, just parenthetically, the Kodesh of Magid writes in Avodah Yisrael, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'Malchus, Malchus Yisrael, it means the time of the Iker Kabbalos on Malchus Shemayim Bayidin starts from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Yim Tosem Alech HaMelech, Shetayim Bosri Alech. How does this work? What's Pshat here? You find in Maral, in Aribui Mekoymers, in Sifrei Maral, that there's two hanhog, the Eibishter has two hanhogas in the world. One is Bereishis Boro Likim, which is hanhogas ha-teva, and there's a higher hanhoga of hanhoga nisus, that which is supernatural, which is achoydish as Elohim. So Rashi says, really, why did the story start from Bereishis? It should have started from the first mitzvah Rishayna of achoydish. Bereishis is teva, and kiddush achoydish, that yidin abalabatim over zman, right? That is the Indian of Anhoga Nisus, that which is supernatural, transcendent, miraculous, otherworld. Now, we said the moon is connected to Malchus. Hello? We know this, the Abish, the whole Marechas Shamayim Vort, yeah? Sun and Kechovim, Mazol, great things up there, right? Of all the Mareches Shemayim, all the heavenly cosmic bodies, the one closest to earth, Asher Alkin, the lowest of all the Gerom, is Yerech. Because the moon is the closest to planet earth, therefore planet earth, physically, in basic astronomy or biology, or whatever you call it, right? Physics, the tides, v'chulu v'chulu, are most affected by the moon more than any other body in the planetary system. Right, al derech zeh midas hamalchus, right, is the lowest of the spheres. Malchus is the lowest, and therefore, malchus is something that you connect to. That you, it's not something which is higher, which is loftier, etc., etc. Right. Therefore, kiddush hachoidish, the month, is connected to Midas HaMalchus. You don't got to be a genius. The Gemara says that Rebbe, center of Chia, go to Ein Tav and be Mekadosh the Chodesh and send the Simen, David, Melech, Yisrael, which is why we today, by Kiddush, when Kiddush Levono, right, we say this pasuk, that was the Simen of Chal Yisrael, Bechal Sanhedrin, David, Melech, because David in Arib, we Psukim and Tilim, is compared to the moon. Because the Melech is connected to the people. As the principle goes, a melech, a chazdin is a chazdin whether or not he has the opportunity to express the chazdin. You see, by Avram, he wants to, etc., all the midas, masha enkin malchus, you need an am, you need interaction, you need communication, you need to deal with people. So, in other words, the Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Chura, is the lowest because that's totally in Tachtein, and the Klal Yisrael is Mamlech the Eibishter. Me'idach. Hello? Yeah? Let's say take Malchus. So, on one hand, David is the lowliest and Tanechite lastly ish. Because by Malchus, we have a principle just like this, the moon, the sun, the other stars, they give off, they're luminous, they're radiant, they give off light. The moon, as Chazal tell us, only reflects the light of the sun. So the moon is always a symbol in Sfarim HaKadoshim of Midas HaMalchus, upon which we say, Leis Lei Migarme Klum, has nothing of itself. Therefore, a melech, to be an Emes HaElech Melech, he has to have no ego, no self, no I, he's just reflecting Malchus Shemayim. because he knows that whatever malchus a person has is only coming from the Rebbeinu Shel. So malchus is the lowest of the spheres. Me'idch. By David HaMelech, it says on him the pasuk, Even mo'asu aboinim, hoitl rishpino. Because although malchus, l'chura, from our perspective now, is the lowliest of the spheres, but as those of David Nusach Sfarad will know from Pasuk Elio, that keser malchus, I keser elyon, valei itmar, magid me'reishis achris, that the malchus, the lowest of the spheres, is inextricably linked to the highest of madregas keser, which I'm not even going to explain, it will be understood by itself eventually. Therefore you find, by Mashiach, for example, on one hand he's the lowliest of people, Oni v'reichav ha'chamoyer, as Zechariah Hanavi puts it, or as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Tavches, he's sitting ben the chiloyim, ben daniyim, in Roim, etc., etc. Or as Yeshaya says, ish mechoyveis, v'yadu ha'choyli nivze, v'leich ha'shvanu, he's a nivze, the lowliest, suffering. On the other hand, Yeshaya himself says, "V'hine yaskel avdi v'yorum v'nosa v'gova me'oid," and Chazal say, "Higher than the other sector, Yishim, higher than Moshe Rabbeinu," because that's the irony, the paradox of Malchus. Mitzat Atzma is a gornish, because otherwise the Melech doesn't become a vehicle to attach the Eden to the Eibishter; it becomes a separate entity. So Malchus has to be less lemigam had gornish from zich, right? And on the other hand, its Sheirish is in Keser, which Keser is higher than Chachma, higher than Bina, higher than Midas, right? Which is totally in Ratzin, which is above, which is connected to the Atzmius of a person. And therefore, Chazal say, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the principle, Yiftach b'dayrei kishmul, b'dayrei to teach you that I feel a kal shebekalim, shenisman parnis ala tzibur, har yukab bir sheber abir. You're Yiftach, a bum, a scoundrel, a lowlife. But once you're Nismani, you're given this Malchus. As long as you realize the Kutnish von Zich, it's a matana from the Rebbeinu Shel, Mishmaya, as the Gemara says, Mishmaya Manulei, right? And that's why Mashiach comes, Dafkin, our generation, which has the Tzadikim are mafli, on the Yerida, the Nemucha, the Michus of our generation. And Dafkin, in the lowliest of low, comes Mashiach, the highest of high. Now, okay, that's another introduction. Now we can get down to Tachlis. Where is the Sheirish of Malchus? Mashiach. No? Who personifies Malchus? But Mashiach has to be an Einikel of whom? From Zerah? David. That's all? Have you never learned Tilchus Malachim of the Rambam? Shevet Yehuda, yeah, because well, if he's from David, he's already from Shevet Yehuda, my dear friend. Yeah, okay, yeah. Next, anything to add to this equation? Huh? Shloim. Oh. As you say in the Zmiris, No hakeim b'mheira malchus David u'shloim. In the Zemer, kel mistak, right? What is David and Shloim? You need both. To be a proper melech, to be a goyel Yisrael, you need the bechina of David and the Bechina of Shlomo. What is David and what is Shlomo? So what I'm saying now is from the Oitzigli, I've never said an original word in my entire life. It's from Remotcha Sachina, who was here in Manchester a few months ago. It's a beautiful word. Everyone knows, right? If you count from Avram, Yitzchak, Yankov, etc., what generation is David HaMelech? What? 14. Very good. So you don't gotta be a rocket scientist. So what generation is Shloime? 50. You also don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that David is Gimatria, Yudalit, 40. Okay? Therefore, David HaMelech was unable to build the Beis HaMikdash. He could lay the Yesoides, the foundations, gather, right? But he could damrav shofacht. We're coming up to the month of Nisan. There's also Yudalit 14 and 50. 14 is called Erev Pesach, 14th of Nisan, which is the Korban Pesach, with these rivers of blood. Literally, the famous story that Rav Chaim Zonnenfeld saw Rav Kook coming from the Kuisel. So all the Kanoim were there, so he gave him what appeared to be Oiskeshalten. Next year, this time, you should be up to your knees in blood. So he went, good Keshalten. But he didn't realize Rav Chaim Zonnenfeld meant, right, that next year you're a Kohen, you should be up to your knees in blood because you'll be Makriv Korban Pesach. In Yishalayim, the minig is to go to the Kuisel, right? Erev Pesach, Hachatzos, and say the Seder Korban Pesach. So Erev Pesach, Yudalid, Gimatria David, is Bechinas David, Dam Rav Shafacht. Leil is Kaddish Chag, when you sit at the Seder with your family, v'chulu v'chulu, that's called Kisudas Shleimoy B'shaitoy, right? And Shleimo was not engaged in bloodshed. Shleimo from the word Shalom, right? The Shleimus of Shalom, which is the Indian of the Korban Pesach, after the Shechita on Yudalit, it's Nechel ala Soiva, B'derech Heirus, K'derech Sham Elochim Oichel, as we've explained many, many times. Because that is the Madrega of 15, and you don't have to be a genius to figure out that the moon disappears, and it begins to grow, it waxes. When is the Shleimus, what's called in the Zohar HaKadosh, Kaimus, Siyara, Bishlamusa, the moon is Bishlamus. That's the generation of 15, the generation of Shloim HaMelech. And therefore, all the Yehudim that are said about Melech HaMashiach are also said, Yifrach B'yom of Tzadik, V'rev Shleim HaBi Yareach, V'yerd M'yom Al Yom, Inar Avsi Oretz, were all said either about Shleim HaMashiach or the same Bechina. Shleim was like, okay, how do I know the Seder is connected to 15? In your family, man, I don't know your minig is, but you know, there's a Seder called Kaddish, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachas, this, the Rishonim, the Siddush of Rashi, how many Seder, how many steps are there in the Seder? 15. How many do you actually do? 14. The 15th is Nirtz. You're just, you're passive, just Nirtz. That's when you say, yeah. In Dayenu, how many Dayenus are there? The 15 steps, there are actually 14 Dayenus. The 15th Dayenu, Ubon Alonu es Beis HaBechira, you don't say Dayenu. The Dayenu, you know, hello? By the way, it's called Beis HaBechira. What's the Gematria Bechira? 225? What's 225? 15 times 15. The Shleimus in the Madrega of 15. And that's the Madrega of Shloim HaMelech. Yes? Hello? Because there's always this Indian of what? 14 and 15. If you have a miracle, how do you say a miracle in Lashon HaKodesh? Nes. If you're counting up the Aleph base, what letter would Nun be from Aleph? 14. So you don't got to be a G. So what is 15? Samach. I got a hint to you. Samach is right after Nun. Last time I counted, last time I went to Cheder. So Nes is 14 and 15. And then you get a Bechina from Nes. Right? When Amalek is in the world, Ki Yod, 14, Al Kes, Ka, 15. By Shleim HaMelech, the Pasuk says, By Yeshiv Al Kisei Hashem LeMelech. Right? And therefore, the Milchama against Amalek is Midur Dur, the two generations of 14 and 15, the Bechina of David and Shleim. What's the difference between David and Shleim? What is David famous for? Anovo, Lesse Bigarme Klum. And David is Be'ikr. David made, David is Ne'im Zemiris Yisrael, he made Tehillos and Tishbachos. David is the Bechina of Tfila. Ad Kedekach, that we say, David HaMelech says, V'ani Tfila. Ashtikol, Achefta from Tfila. If I was to ask you, a simple, I'm asking anything deep, any Kabbalistic, what would you say is the ultimate Madrega of Shleim HaMelech? What is his uniqueness? What makes him Chochm? This is the Vortir. There's a Chachma which is Tefillah is attaching yourself Yehila Rotzen Imrifi. A Rotzen, the Ebrish is Meshana, make a new Rotzen. What is Chachma? You can have a Chachma which is Chachma Sateva. The Eitzadas Tuivara. The Chachma of Shleima, generation 15, comes after David 14. The Hainu. You can have Teva. And you can have that which is Derech Nes, Lemaylu from Teb. The Kvetcher Shleim HaMelech, the Gadlus, the Shleimus of Sholem, of Shleim HaMelech, is the recognition, the Tanarken, to acknowledge that Chochmah also comes from Hashem's Rots. If I ask you, if I tell you, 2 plus 2 is 4, why is that? Well, it's any child who's like 2 years old can figure out that 2 plus 2, it takes 2. Things to do, it's 4. The emphasis is, you know why 2 plus 2 equals 4? Also hat der Eberster gewollt. If the Eberster wanted 2 plus 2 could equal 35. The Meile of Shlema is that the Chochma of Shlema is, the Dega 15, is Neveya from 14 Dasa Derotzen Abir. That everything in the world, including the not that there's Teva, and every once in a while, when the oncologist says you got no hope, then you come Dav and say Tilu. The pshat is lechatchila. There's nothing. There is no teva. There's no kikoloshin haramban. How you doing? So parshas boy. By yid, there's only the Eibishter. There's the madriga 14, David Hamelech, Rotzen, Tfila, and then there's madriga 15 where you realize the chachma is also an because the ikar, as I explained last week, the week before, the ikar melchama of Amalek is neveya from where. The Abish, do you want to be in heaven? No problem. We said before 100 times, the difference between Yichud Dilon, Yichud Tato, 1118, and 1358 is 240 Gematria Amalek. Amalek has no problem with an Abish who's, you know, in heaven somewhere, Natsilus. Right? That the Kved Malchusa is Mizgala in Veld, in Teva. That's what Amalek can handle. So therefore, Dafki Yud Dalit and Yud Kei, which is David and Shlomo, right? That is the ultimate victory of against what? That is, by the way, what Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Melchava Amalek, he builds a Mizbeach and he calls it Hashem Nisi, Dafkin Nes. And then he says, Vayayimir, Ki Yerol Keis Yudke Melchava Hashem Amalek Biderder. That's the Hemshu. Al Derev said by Kiddush HaChoydish. Kiddush HaChoydish is logical or is it supernatural? Hello? Is it partially a mathematical cheshvin? To anybody who went to high school, took course 101 and whatever, could figure it out. The raya is that we say halal on Rosh Chodesh, and halal is shayach to that which is in the Nisi. Is the charaya be'etzem, therefore Chazal didn't rely on, Torah didn't rely on cheshvin poshut. You had to have edim, and if you saw something new, wow, it's like a mirror, and you schlepped to the Sanhedrin, right? Because the emes is, it's mitzad, there's an Indian tivi in it. Over the whole vort of Kiddush HaChodesh, which we don't appreciate today because we're still in our Fintzur Golos, is that Teva also comes from the Rebbeinu. So far so good. If you have, you have to have both in Yonim, and even Bizman Hazeh, it says Rishon Hu Lachem Lachotche Rosh Teves Halal, you still say Halal even Bizman Hazeh, still call Chodesh Nissen Milosh Nes, even Bizman HaGolos, because everything in Teva Be'emes is Cherish is the Inyanis. Okay, that's the Pashas. Now we can begin the shir. So there's 14 and 15. What do you know about 14? 14 is Yudal, which spells out the word Yod. No, Asher Alkein. What do I do with this? This? How does this connect to my coronavirus news? I saw when everyone, all the doctors and rabbis and all are giving out their instructions, first thing public health tells you is, wash your hands for 20 seconds with a sanitizer, with azah, without, because the germs are carried in the hands. That's everyone. What is everything in Olam HaGashmi is mishtalshul from Olam Haruch. What does it teach? Where are the germs, the ikur germs on a person? In the hands. Why? Because the ikur tumo is the achizah seinai. You know why it says in Sforam HaKadoshim that you measure with your hands. Medido, cheshbin is with your hands. You measure. Amo, etc., etc. So the Indian of Yad, as we'll discuss, is meira on the Indian of Tzimtzumim, limiting. Right? When you have, you add, if Yad is 14, what do you do when you're missing one? Yad ima koil. Koil gmash l'kib. In other words, you bring the Eibishter in the equation, the Eibishter's koil, everything. Then you come to the darga of 15. By the way, what else do you know about 15 and Sefer Tilim? Hello? Shir Miles, very good. In the last capital 15 of Shir Miles, right? Samachti, right? There the Pasuk says, Se'u Yedeichem Kodesh. That a person has to lift up his hands in Kodesh. Which is why Chazal were Misakin, we'll soon discuss, right? There's an Indian of Netilas Yudayim. Yisum Srach Truma, Viskadishtem, Vitim Kedushim, Kedushim with Netilas Mayim Rishonim, etc., etc. What is the Indian of these hands? Right, by the way, Derech Agav, the Gemara Shabbos, Taf Yudalid, who actually was Mesakin Netilas Yudayim? Shlomo HaMelech. And when Shlomo HaMelech was Masakin Atil Shidayim and Erevin Yotabaskel in the verse of David HaMelech, B'niyem Chacham Lipcho Yismachli B'gamoni, right? Why was Shlomo Davke Masakin Atil Shidayim? Because you had Atil Shidayim because Yodayim are Asconi, you see. And Stam Yodayim are all over the place, right? And therefore, Mishum Sach Truma, because Amol and Kahanim ate Truma, therefore in the Sach, whenever you eat bread, you have to wash your hands. So now in Golos, for 2,000 years, the Eden have been busy with all the halakas, the intricate halakas of the Tilt Yadayim, because where else do you remember the Indian of Trumas Yadayim? Wakey, wakey. Anyone remember a mitzvah called Bikurim? Which is called Trumas Yodecha? Yeah? And you bring your righteous Bikurim, you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, and the Koyin, what does he do? Pasuk, we did the Pasuk. Right? V'lokach ha-Koyin atena mi-Yodecha, v'inich, what do you mean, v'inich v'yodecha, say Chazal, right? That the Koyin maniach yodei tachas yad abaylim, and he waves the Bikurim. What's going on here? Because what is Bikurim? What is the central message of Bikurim? To be makir, that how do I have this abundance of wealth or whatever? From the Eibishter. The Yodayim are Asconi Yisheim, because the people have Hesach Hadas, they don't know what they do with their hands. Right? And a person, Chas V'Sholom, could say, that what? With the Pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech, same Shlomo, hello? Oysher Shamar Lebailov L'Rosui. Why to learn also? Because a person could say, "Koychi va'oitzim yodi, asul yisachayel azeh." So good from dich. So therefore, that's why we have an Indian Yiddishkeit of by Avram Avinu, the first one. Remember when the Melech Sdoim, the Merkova from the Samachmem, and he wants to be loikin Avram Avinu, he says, "Kach tein li yisach nefesh v'zarachush kach loch." Right? Why? That kluga Samach. That clip is the Yitzhar is smart. What do you know about the word ma'oid? When you want to be loyki at a person in his clutches, take him as a nefesh, no problem. But the geld, you take the money. Once you get tomedika, tainted money, it's already poigim, as I discussed many times for Mendel Rimliver, etc., etc. Avram Avinu says, "Imichut v'atzrich nal v'leisoymer ani asharti es Avram." I don't want to say that my kuchi v'itzum yodi gave me wealth, right? And that is the Indian Rabbeinu Hakodesh, Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, when he's about to pass away from the world. Said the Gemara Ksuvis, he picked up his 10 etzbois and he says, "I could be made right." That what? Yegoliv yadul v'necha shiagati be'etzut oitzer b'toyir v'lanesi afil etzpuktan. Which is also the reason why Chazal said, "Where's our Kodesh?" He never put his hands lower than his gartel. In other words, his hands were always, there was haram by Rebbe, there was always haram as hayodayim, to know that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shel. And that's what Shlomo b'chachmosoi was mesakin netilus yodayim, right? That yodayim should be, if the das, not have the opposite of hesach hadas. When Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash, and the Beis Hamikdash is the place of Das, where you're mischaber with the Rebbeinu Shalom, you stam your dayim. That's why when you make nitlos your dayim, it says in Sforim, you should pick up your hands. So you dechem koyde, some people say, the Pasuk, etc. And that's veloka hakoyin, hatenemi yodecha. Because what do we know about hakoyin? The Abish was mavdul hakoyin. Lamei l'fnei Hashem, l'shor soy l'vorach b'shmoy. Therefore, he didn't have a chelik v'nachol, em echav, Hashemu nachlosoy. Right? That idea of Birchus Kehanim, it's called Nesias Kapayim, to pick up your hands, to realize it's not Kehanim. Therefore, what is the first bracha which you get Avram? What do we know about him, about the first bracha? Yivarecha Hashem, which is B'momen, V'yishmerecha min ha-mazikin. Who are these mazikin? The mazikin is the germs, the spiritual germs of Kehanim V'yitzim Yodi, which are on your hands. Which is the reason, by the way, the Beersheva asked the obvious question, throughout Chumash, throughout Tanakh, whether it's Avram Avinu, whether it's Moshe Rabbeinu, they're always that by Rivka. How did Rivka know that, when she asked the fellow, Eliezer, who is the fellow there? How did she know? She saw him davening with Aramas Yodai. Right? Lifting up his hands. He must be a great person. Moshe Rabbeinu v'chul. So the Be'er Sheva asks, why is it that Bezman Hazeh, we don't daven, whatever, some people do actually, but whatever, the Minhag HaOlam is not to daven by Aromas Yudayim. Why not? So the Spinker Rebbe, the Chakal Yitzchok, says a portion. Because Aromas Yudayim symbolizes that what? The purity of your hands, that you know that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. To daven by Aromas Yudayim, it says in Chava Yosher, that there's 10 malochim which are memuna on a person, it's a Meri Digavot, which are there to see if a person picks up his hands in tefillah, paromas yodayim, priestess kapayim, right? And if you do so, givald, they bring. But you're not allowed to pick up your hands bechinam. And if you do so, the same 10 malochim give you ramach klolus chas v'sholem, right? And geferlach. And therefore, bizman hazeh mi yomer zechizi libi, who says my hands are pure and my hand, I hold by this madrega bepnimius of aramas yodayim, and therefore they win this battle, this Indian of picking up your hands befrisus kapayim. Okay. By the way, when Shlomo made the decision, I wouldn't stam at takona. Okay, one day he got sat in the throne. Okay, a new idea. Right? When he built the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash, Bechinas Das, that already was Matar, that was the Inyan Baruchnis of Taras Yudayim. Because by the Beis HaMikdash it says, who built the Beis HaMikdash? Mikdash, Adnai, Koinenu, Yodecha. Which Mikdash Adnai is Gimachi Yad Yamin and Yad Smol. Which is the Hepech, it says in Postuk, by Avay Dezorah, Atzabeyem. As a great tzaddik once teached, their atzvos, their depression, their melancholy, their sadness is why? Kesef Vizov, which is Yemin and Smol, right? Masa Yedei Odom. They think they themselves have, not the Eibishter, Hepech of the Beis HaMikdash, which is really built by the Eibishter. Boini Yerushalayim Hashem. The Hepech of Koichi Veitzim Yodi, therefore it says by Noach, Zeyin Achameinu, Mi Maseinu, Mi Itzvoin Yodeinu. The person who's a self-made man, DIY person, you're going to fall into Yush. You're going to fall into Atzus. Masha Einkein, if you're in the Eberster's hands, therefore it says by the Beis HaMikdosh in Ayin Ches, Vayivin k'may romim mikdoshoi, ubesunav kapov tanchim. The Beis HaMikdosh is built k'may romim. By the way, what is Ram? Reish Mem? Reish Mem is what? What is it? Reish Mem is 240? Gimachi Amalek. Ramim is 2 times 240, which is Gimachi 480. Why is 480 connected to the Beis HaMikdash? Hello? You're not going to be a genius? When Shlomo opened up the Beis HaMikdash, hello, how many years was it in Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mitzav Torah? 480 years. And I can ask you another question. How long did the first Beis HaMikdash stand? 410. And how many years were the 70 years ago? Was Babel? 70. So how many years were there between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash? 480. Vayiven k'may ramim mikdoshay, 2 times ram, which is the opposite mevatel of Amalek. Now, if I had the time, I would explain, but I don't have the time. You remember last week, I spoke about the whole idea of koitz, hamal b'miloy is koitz, and different dal and reish is koitz, etc., etc. And I said, what is yad times yad? 196, which is koitz. Yes, you with me? And what is Yad B'Miluoy? Work it out. Yud is 20. Dalas Lav Mitov. No, what do you got? 4, 5, 4. Which is Imakoyl Gimachi Yad Agdoyli Yad Chazoka Yad Roma. Which 4, 5, 4 is Gimachi the Mili of Lev. The heart and the Yodayim. The Mili of Lev is expressed in the Yodayim. And therefore when Moshe went to battle against Amalek, how did he battle? Voyakasher Yorim Moshe Yodi. Everyone knows this Fasemis. The Mishnah says, V'chiyodu shal Moshe, Oizu l'chom, Asheru el, Leimer lach. She goes, Man, she's Yisrael, Mestaklim, Kapi Mayilu, Meshadlim, L'Nishamayim, Hoyum Nisgarim, Vim Lav, Hoyum Nifl. Shaila is, hello, you're not going to be a genius to figure out, right? The obvious question is, what do you mean? The hands make it and the hands break it? So why did Moshe Rabbeinu put down his hand? Well, who discussed Niflim B'chal in Pasuk? Nor pshat is yad, the milui, is gimatri the milui of lev. So Moshe could only lift up his hands in accordance to the Aaronskite of the Libam Shel Yisrael, who are backed in the trenches over there, right? According to their lev, was that Rambam said, "V'im lav hayu neiflim goes in the hands of Moshe." That Klal Yisrael. That if that's so, this is Fasemis, a Moshe Dikotat, right? That as long as Klal Yisrael with Aaronskite, with sincerity, realize that everything in life, and I said on Purim, the whole lesson of Purim is you're not in the driving seat, you're a passenger in this world, right? And you give Zich Iber, that's the idea of what? Okay, I have no time to elaborate. There's how many fingers in a hand? Five, which connected the five letters of Mantzapach, as Gvuris, right? By the way, how many prokim are there in the five hands, in the five fingers? Look, three, two. Which is what? 14. But Emes, there are 15. In the Agoidel, right, it really, the third part is the Kaf. Which is the reason that Arizal tells us, those who know whatever, when you make Kiddush on Leilas Kaddish Hagam Pesach, and you take the Kos Gimash Likimi the Sadin, you have in mind that you misbattle it, the Dinim and the Kos and whatever, Yayin, which is Mamtik, Yayin, which is Mesameach, in putting it on the Kaf Hayad, which that is Mevatle, which 14 becomes 15. That's why Purim also, Kol HaPoshet, Yad, Nisnili, which is why, what day was the victory of Purim? In Adar? Only 2 weeks, I know you're Adal Yod, yeah? 14th. And therefore Esther can still, after Abishur, last is Lamachu, that's a Yoim, to Mechaber 14 and 15. Hello? In other words, I don't have to elaborate, to realize that the passage says right after Vivchab of Avdoi, Vayarim Kisayim Levova, you betfunas kap of Tanchim, when you mechaber Dovid, which is the idea of Tfila and Rotzen, everything that happens, even the Chachma of Shleima, Tetzvav, is connected to the Rotzen Hashem to Tfila, right? And you know, the Iker is the Taharas Hayodayim, that the Iker is getting rid of all the germs on the hand, to let the Ebrish to Firtavel, which is by the, the idea of Yad. I would love to tell you a beautiful word, but I don't have time. Whatever. The Nakuda is, it says in the Teres Yeshua from the Jikver, brings from his father. I want one word. Yeah. It says in Pasuk. Hinini boi lecha ba'av hanan, bavur yishma b'dabri v'gam yecho yamin aloil. Right? Av hanan. Anan is gematria. Which gematria is Nissen, by the way. We're not talking about that. And Av is 72. Av Hanan. How many words are there in Parsha Shema? 48. I'll give you a hint. And Vahayim Shemaya? 122. How much is 122 and 48? 107. How many words are there in Parsha Vayomer? Together with the three, Hashem Lekam Emes, Tachshiach Tzibur, Chavzover, 72. You see his Marumas? Hinini Bo Elecha, Ba'av, 72. Anan, which is 170. Right? Which is the, says that pasuk, in other words, I think it means with Derech HaMusar, that when even there's concealment, but the Eibishter is there, in the Avhanan, in the Hastorah, Shebetoich Hastorah, right? And that is Merumas on Kriyashma. Therefore, when Haman wanted to kill Zeresh, advised Mordechai, hang Mordechai, let him swing. When? Ubabuike. So Chazal Bizman Kriyashma. Therefore, it was eights. How was the eighth? What was the dimension of eights? Govoya chamishim amma for 454, which is hine anuichi ba'alecha ba'avanan. Yad b'milu, we said, is also hine ba'alecha ba'avanan, which is kriyat. Therefore, when you say the Shema, what do? You put your yad on your hands, etc., etc. Which, by the way, says the Radziler, the five fingers in the five fingers, which are called Agoidel Etzpa Amo Kmitza Zeres, plus Yad, is Gimatri Yishma Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echodem Akur. That's why, Vayiv is Be'ein of Lishloyach, Yad, the Mordechai, right? Kriya Shema, etc., etc. The Ribui Ramosim. Even Achashverish knows this, because he says, Miuzev Ezel Hu, Asher Meloi, Liba, because Leb Milui, is also gematria this 454. It's a munah. Yeah, I have a lot to say, right? In whatever, it's a short aside. But the point of the story is, the point of everything is that in a time of darkness, in a time of avhanan, right, a person has to know that dafke through emunah and through bitochen and through the, to know everything that we're, our lives are by the Eibusher. He's driving the thing. That itself, the emunah, the bitochen, the simcha, etc., etc., is mamtik ol dinim, the Eibusher helfen taka, the seifi tevis, that in svarim ha-toshim, achoydesh, hazel, lochem, reish chodoshim, is gimachia, nachamu, nachmu, ami, emer alikechem, which itaka, see, geula, amitis, vashlema, chodesh, lochem, and we should be eating karma pesach, and meichosham, and azvachem, and apsochem.